On this week's Arts Page, we talk with Jamaican-born artist Brian McFarlane. Stay tuned. In March this year, Jamaican-born internationally acclaimed artist Professor Brian McFarlane will return home to Jamaica for a milestone exhibition accounting for over 40 years of work in the world of art. McFarlane recently visited our JIS radio studio to talk about his journey from unassuming Moortown, Portlando to prolific professor of art and art education. Here's an excerpt of that interview.
My father was the son of Colonel Harris's brother, and we were very close.
Talk about how growing up as a Maroon in Moortown informed your decision to become an artist.
Well, it might not have consciously, during my young age, informed me at the time, because I wasn't too sure what I was doing when I was a little boy. Colonel Harris used to tell me a lot about Ghana, and he would talk about the Akan culture. And everything I learned about Ghana predated my trips to Ghana that I made eventually. And Colonel Harris made me conscious of that and the language of Twi, which he spoke himself. So I learned a lot from him, and I kind of emulated him. I was always mystified by Colonel Harris, and I listened to him a lot. And eventually I did even a series of work called Maroon. I did a lot of paintings based on, especially on the Maroon culture.
At what point, though, did you decide that you were going to pursue this life of art?
My father gave me a painting set, and I remember one Christmas morning, and my grandmother used to bring candy, beautiful colors of candy to me, which I usually eat a lot and enjoyed. But when my father gave me the painting set, I couldn't differentiate that from the candy because the colors are so beautiful. So I ended up eating all the paint that morning. I was probably about four and a half. And of course, my parents came and asked where the paintings, and I touched my stomach and pointed that the paint was inside me. So that was part of a profound experience. And later on, I took O&A level in third form at Camperdown. My teacher recommended that I take those courses then, in the GCO and A level, and I passed them with distinction. So that was kind of a pivotal moment, in the sense that I said, why? It seemed like I can draw and paint. And so I was able to go on to art school very early. I was probably about 15. And by the time I graduated from art school, I was probably the youngest graduate. I'm sure I was.
You've come from there to becoming a fully tenured professor of painting and drawing at University of Massachusetts.
Well, yeah, I didn't really expect to be a professor or anything like that. I just wanted to paint and to make art after graduated from the art school. I got a scholarship, what is called a Carl Parver Singh scholarship. Carl Parver Singh was a great Jamaican artist. That was the 1970s. And I had just come out of school. I got it after graduating from Edna Manley, I think the same year. So when I got the scholarship, I decided to go to the United States, and it was a chance for me to do further degree, as in a Master's of Fine Arts. I did that. Then Northeastern University in Boston invited me to be an artist in residence. And then Andrews University contacted me for an interview. And I went and interviewed and became an assistant professor. I was probably about 24, 25. So my professorship began very early when I was a little boy. The fact is that an artist actually is not born necessarily. You can learn about your inner self and gradually become an artist, because every child between the ages of 3 and 5 naturally draw. So, and their parents don't tell them to draw or paint. They just do it. So it's not something necessarily learned. It's something that is innate. It's part of our DNA, maybe, as human beings.
Jamaican-born professor of painting and drawing at the University of Massachusetts, USA, Brian McFarlane. Join us next week to hear more about the upcoming exhibition at the Olympia Gallery in March. For more details, visit brianmcfarlane.net. That's Brian with a Y, B-R-Y-A-N, McFarlane.net. And before we go, as part of activities to celebrate the Chinese New Year, the Chinese Benevolent Association will facilitate traditional lion dances all across Kingston. On Saturday at about 9:30 a.m., look out for dancers along East Queen Street, Princess Street, Haywood Street and Orange Street. And at noon, another group of dancers will perform at several storefronts in the Ligony Plaza. That's all the time we have for this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.